The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Kvisos Tafyud Ches. The Gemara here, in the middle of the Amud Aleph, says as follows. Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav. Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav, Sofik Chaticha. Sofik Shal Chelev, Sofik Shal Shuman Va'achala. If there's a piece of meat, and there's this Sofik, we're not sure if that piece of meat is Asadika meat, is Chelev, or if it's Shuman, if it's permissible, a piece of meat, and the person went and ate it. Banu L'Machloik is a Belez V'Chachamin. Even though it was mentioned in the Gemara that according to many opinions, one who ate such a piece does not have to bring a Ashem Talui. Because a person only brings a carbon Ashem Talui if he ate a piece of meat that came from a mixture of one out of two. That one was Heta and one was Iser. Nevertheless, you should know that even though there was only one piece, and there was only one piece that there was a suffix by that one piece, if it was Heta or Iser, nevertheless, there's a machloikes, Belezer and Chachomim, that according to the opinion of Eliezer, it will tackle, if he ate it, he'll be chayev Oshem Tolu. As the Gemara will explain, we'll see what Eliezer, what do we mean Eliezer? So the Gemara right away asks, you're telling me Eliezer? Eliezer Shita? So the Gemara says, why Eliezer? Eliezer is of the opinion that a person can bring Hashem Tolui as a donation. Why do you have to say he ate a piece of meat? That's a suffix if that piece of meat is chalev or a shuman. According to Eliezer, whenever a person wants, he could donate a carbon Hashem. So why did he have to eat anything at all? Because we learned in a mission, Eliezer says, according to Eliezer's opinion, a person can donate the Ashem Tali any day. Amar Rav Ashi answers Rav Ashi, Eliezer leave it the Baba Ben Buto. Rav Nachman, that said that if he ate a piece of meat that's a sofik, if it's a chelev or shuman, he brings a carbon Ashem Tali. He means the opinion of Eliezer according to the way Baba Ben Buto explains Eliezer. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Elo Oimim Li Hamtein Ashati Konis Veis HaSofik. The Baba Ben Buto says that a person should not bring Ashem Tolui unless he has a question, a possibility that he violated an Isser that requires Ashem Tolui. In other words, there's three opinions as far as who brings an Ashem Tolui. According to the Chachamim, a person does not bring an Ashem Tolui unless he ate a piece of meat that's a Safi Chelev, Safi Shuman, that one out of two came from a mixture, where there was one Chelev and one Shuman. According to Eliezer, the way most opinions have the opinion of Eliezer, Eliezer says that a person brings an Ashem Tolui as a donation. So no matter whether he sinned or didn't sin, a person can bring an Ashem Tolui. According to Bava Ben Buto, in the opinion of Eliezer, a person has to have some question, some possibility that he did a chet. What Eliezer, what Bava Ben Buto is referring to is that he says in the name of Eliezer says that the day after Yom Kippur, right away, immediately following Yom Kippur, a person cannot bring Ashem Tolui. He says, according to Eliezer, a person can only bring Ashem Tolui if there's a possibility of sin. If possibly he sinned, he has to wait until he possibly sinned, then he can bring Ashem Tolui. So there, Rav Nachman is coming to say that if he ate a piece of meat that's Sofik, Chelev, Sofik, Shuman, possibly Chelev, possibly Shuman, according to Eliezer, in other words, above the Ben Buto's Eliezer, there he would bring an Ashem Tolui. Interestingly, there is a machloikis ha-poiskim, ha-paskin. And as I say this, you probably are wondering, what do you mean a machloikis? Hilchas al-Meshicha. Nowadays we don't have a base ha-mikdosh, So why is it noigeya? What relevance is there of whether a person is chayv to migashim tali this way or that way, whether he could donate it, whether he can't donate it? Where is the nafkamino? And the answer is that there's two places in Shulchan Aruch, two places in Halacha, where there's a nafkamino. Let's begin. The Torah, in the first siman in Or Chaim, Or Chaim siman Aleph, he says that a person should say the parashas of Karbonis every day. People that say the parashas of Karbonis, it's as if they brought the Karbonis, and after a person finishes saying the parasha of Oila, a person should say, Yihi Ratzai Milifanecha, Sheizachashu Mekubal Kidu Kafti Oila. A person should say that that I said, the parish of Oila, should be considered as if I brought a carbon Oila. Says the Torah that when a person finishes saying the parish of the Mincha, the parish of Ashlamim, he should say the same thing. He should say, that I said, the parish of this carbon is as if I brought this carbon. Now all those carbonis are carbonis that a person could donate. A person does not have to have a reason to bring those carbonis. Says the Torah, but if after a person says the carbonis of chatos, he should not say, Yihi Ratzon Kilu Yekrafti. A person should not say a tefillah that it should be considered as if I brought a chatos, because you can't donate a chatos. You can't bring a carbon chatos unless you sinned. So if you don't know that you sinned, you can't say that it should be considered as if you brought a chatos. So says the Torah. The Torah talked about chatos, but he didn't talk about asham. Says the Beis Yosef, why did the Torah only talk about a chatos? Why only by chatos did the Torah say, you should not say this yihi ratzon, you should not say it as if I brought a carbon chatos? What about asham? Asham also, l'chayra, you cannot donate to asham. According to the Chachamim, you can't donate a carbon asham. You can only bring an asham if you did a sin, if you did a suffix sin. So then why can you go ahead and say the Hiratzain? What's mashma from the Torah, says the Beis Yosef, is that you could say the Hiratzain after the Asham. Says the Beis Yosef, it must be that the Torah paskin like Ibn Yazar, that the Torah paskin that a person could bring an Asham any day. Ah, it's a machloikas, the Chachamim and Ibn Yazar. The Chayra usually be paskin like the Chachamim, usually be paskin like the majority. Usually, if it's a machleg, it's one tana against Chachamim, we paskin like the Chachamim. So why over here is the Torah paskining like Ibn Eliezer? So Frank asks the Beis Yosef. So he says, the Beis Yosef, the Torah is not paskining like Ibn Eliezer, that a person could donate it even the second after Yom Kippur. He's only paskining like Bava ben Buta, who said that a person could bring a chatas once he had any possibility of suffix. Why is that better? Because Bava ben Buta actually did that. Since we see that Bava ben Buta actually did it, so therefore we're able to paskin like that. See, Bava ben Buta actually did like that, Eliezer. So you see that there's a room in Halacha to paskin like that opinion in the name of Eliezer. That's one place in Halacha where it's noigeya to know how to paskin. And also we see how the Torah paskined. The Torah paskined like Bava ben Buta. There's a second place in Halacha. And that is in Torah Yoyeredeyo Simin Hei. It's in Shulchan Aruch as well. It comes from a Gemara in Chulin that the Gemara says that if somebody shechts an animal nowadays, and he shechts it for the purpose, he says he's shechting it in the name of a carbon, if it's a type of carbon that you're able to donate, so then even if the animal is a balmum, the shechita is possible. It's machloikis rishonim, why is it that the Shechita is possible? Is it because it's Maris Ayin, it looks like he shechted it for Kachim? Or is it because we in fact suspect that he donated this animal for Kachim? So there's two ways how to learn, but be that as it may, there's a halacha that if a person shechts an animal nowadays for the purpose, in the name, for the name of a carbon, even if it's a Baal Mum, the Shechita is possible. We can't eat that animal. But it's only if he shechted for a type of carbon that he's allowed to donate. Now, which carbon is are you allowed to donate? So the Gemara Vir itself goes and brings in the discussion of the Machloikas of Eliezer and the Chachamim into the Sugya. According to the Chachamim, if a person shecht l'shem asham, it will be kosher. According to Eliezer, if he shecht l'shem asham, it will be possible. And how do we paskin? So there the Torah also says that if a person shechts for the purpose of asham, it's possible. Because again, the Torah goes l'shitasai. As the Beis Yosef explains the Torah, the Beis Yosef says there in Yerideya as well, that the Torah is of the opinion that the halacha is like Eliezer, and that a person could donate a korban asham talui, and therefore if he shechts it for the purpose of asham, the animal is treif, you're not allowed to eat the animal. However, the Beis Yosef, in Yerideya, he brings that although he explained that the opinion of the Tur is that we pass him like Eliezer, or like Bava Ben Buta in the name of Eliezer. However, says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam disagrees. He brings down that the Rambam, when he brings down that halacha of shechting an animal nowadays for a carbon, that the Shechita is possible, the Rambam there has that a asham, if he shechts it for the name of a asham, the animal is kosher. Because the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, says the Beis Yosef. The Rambam disagrees with the Torah. The Rambam says that the halacha is a person cannot donate a asham. Not only does the Beis Yosef bring down that that is the Rambam's opinion, he not only does he quote the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, when the Beis Yosef brought down this halacha into Shulchan Aruch, when he wrote into Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Rambam. He says, "Hashoyche l'shem kachim shemisav nad v'menoydrim kimoysim apili balas moshchitas epsula." But it has to be a type of animal, a type of carbon that a person is able to donate. Ketzach. How does it apply? Hashoyche l'shem oyla, l'shem toyda, l'shem pesach. If he shechts for the name of a carbon oyla, or for the purpose of a carbon toida, or for the purpose of the shame pesach of a carbon pesach, all of those examples are types of carbonis a person could donate, shechitas epsula, then it's possible. So all those things are donatable. However, shocha l'shem chatos, l'shem asham vada, l'shem asham tola, l'shem v'chor, l'shem maiz, l'shem tmur, shechitas ekshayr, there it's kosher since he cannot donate. Whether it's asham tola, whether it's asham vada, says the mechaber like the Rambam, that the shechita is kosher because we paskin like the chachomim. The mechaber paskins outright like the chachomim. Not like the tour, which is like the opinion of the Rambam. Says the Sefer Pri Tzadik in Eir HaChaim, if you plug that into the halacha of what you have in Eir HaChaim, which karbonis that you say, if you want it, if people that say karbonis, and they afterwards, they say the hiratain, which karbonis could you say the hiratain afterwards, which ones can't you? Says the Pri Tzadik, according to the Mechaber, you can't say hiratain, it should be considered as if I brought a karbon asham. Because the Mechaber paskins quite clearly in Hilchos Yerideya, and Hilchos Shechita, like the Rambam, that paskins like the Chachamim, that a person cannot donate a asham. So that would be the halacha of the psak of the Mechaber, which should be the way Sfaradim should fear zech. The Chayra Sfaradi should not say he wrote and should be considered as if I brought a carbon asham. Comes the Rimah. the Ramadir in Yoyeredeya. He says, Yay the Yesh Paislim Bashim Talui. Some say if he shechted an animal for an Ashim Talui, it's possible because we pass in like Eliezer, which is like the way the Torah passing. It says in parentheses, that's a Das HaRosh, Rabbi Niruchim, V'Yashba, V'Yesh Lahach, when a person should be Machmer, it's really based on the Torah. The Torah passing like Eliezer. And therefore, a person could donate a carbon Ashim Talui. And therefore, a person could say the Hiratayin, that it's considered as if he brought a carbon asham talu. So this is l'chayra, the machloikis. Simply put, this should be the two opinions on the table. Machloikis are Rambam and a tour, which in essence is also a machloikis mechabe and remo, whether we paskin like the chachamim, or whether we paskin like b'liyazer. Can a person, what's the halacha? Is the halacha that a person could donate the asham, or at least they could just bring an asham whenever they want, any day, at least once it's nichnas lebeis hasafek? Or is the halacha like the hachamim, that a person can only bring a carbon asham if they know clearly that they at least did something that's a possible chet? These are the two opinions, which we say is Mechleikes Ramem and Tur, and Mechleikes Mechabe and Rimo. There is another interesting base, Yosef, that he brings down a Mari Abu Hav and a Mari Chaviv, that they say that after, even if we'll say the Halach is like the Chacham, and a person cannot donate and cannot bring a Asham Talui any day, nevertheless, after a person says the parasha of Asham, they are allowed to say the Hirotei. Why? So they say, since we find that a carbon Asham is brought as a donation. It says like this, the Gemara says in Masechet Nedarim, there were certain Hasidim that they would make themselves a Nazir because they wanted to fulfill every type of carbon. And since they were Hasidim, they weren't Choyte, and they never had the possibility of bringing a Korban Chatos. And they wanted to be able to bring a Korban Chatos, so they would make themselves a Nazir, and when they completed the Naziros, they would bring a Chatos. One of the Karbonis of a Nazir is a Chatos. So like this, they were able to fulfill the mitzvah of bringing a Chatos without doing a Chet, without being a sinner. So, the Mari Abu Hav and Mari Chaviv say that just based on that, you see another carbon of a Nazir as an Asham. And that's why a person could say it should be considered as if they brought an Asham, because a Nazir can bring an Asham. So the Magen Avram, Vir Noyer Chaim, so the Beis Yosef brings down this Mari Abu Hav and Mari Chaviv, but the Magen Avraham asks big questions on this. It says the Gemara there only says Chasidim Rishonim wanted to bring a Chatos. Chatos is one of the Karbonis of a Nazir Torah, a regular Nazir that didn't do any sin, that he kept his Naziris B'Tahara, he did everything like he showed, he brings a Nazir Chatos. But an Asham is only brought if he made himself Tomei. An Asham is not a Karbon of a regular Nazir. So the Gemara never says that the Hasidim would go and make themselves a Nazir in order to bring an Asham. So how could the Mari Abu Hav and the Mari Chaviv say that there's a possibility of a regular person without any sin bringing an Asham? L'chair, it's not true. There's no such Gemara. And factually, it's also not true. So the Magen Avraham finds tremendous difficulty in this Mari Abu Hav and Mari Chaviv. So we're back to having what we said before, that L'chaira, it's plain and simply a Machloikes, Mechabe and Imo, whether after a person says the Parash of Asham, if they could say Yehi Ratzon, then it should be considered as if I brought an Asham. However, there's one more point to the sugya. That is the Marshal. Marshal says that even though a person cannot say after they speak about a chatos and they speak about a osho, if they don't know that they did an aveira, they can't get up and say, it should be considered as if I brought a chatos. It should be considered as if I brought a osham. If they didn't sin, how could they say it should be considered as if I brought a chatos? How could they say it's considered as if I brought a osham? However, says the Mashal, there's one thing he could do. Says the Mashal, he could say, he wrote and it should be considered that in case I did an aveira, that I was obligated to bring a chatos, then, and for some reason I forgot about it, then it should be considered as if I'm bringing a chatos for that. So that's like a way how it would fit for a person to say yihi ratzon, that it should be considered as if I brought a chatos. So this really pulls together the whole sugya, and I'd like to end off with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah puts the kitzer, says how to do what a person should do. And this is a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph, Sifkot and Yud Ches. And I'll go through what he says. He says, Avol achar pashas chatos lo yemarkei. Says the Mishnah Berurah that after the pashas of chatos, a person should not say the yirotzin. Why? Because she ain't a bona nedava. Elim kin avar aver. A person can't donate it. Unless he knows he did such an aveira, that's chayiv v'chatos. V'chein oshem v'oshem tolei. Kaim v'lan deina v'anidava. We pass in like the Ramah in Yoyeredeya, that so too, oshem and oshem tolei, they don't come as a donation. Now, l'chayir, this Mishnah Berura is going only in the opinion of the Ramah. Because according to the Mechaber, l'chayir outright paskins like the Rambam, who paskins, Sorry. He says this even in the Ramah. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says even an Oshem and Oshem totally be passing, they can't be brought by Nadava. So this is interesting. So L'chaira, what the Mishnah Berurah means is that even though the Ramah brought down Yesh Oimrim, some say that, it doesn't mean he's only saying L'chumra, you should be Machmer, that an Oshem, like the opinion of the Torah. The Psak Halach is not the Vadai, like the Tur. A person, it's not for sure like the Tur that a person is allowed to donate the carbon Ashim Talui. And therefore, a person should not say the Yiratzain after the carbon Ashim either. Says the Mishnah Berurah further, V'achreinu Kosku B'Shem Rishal, the Yeshleim Afla Achachatas Ashim Yiratzain. But the Achreinu quote the Mashal, that even after and even after an Asham, a person could say the Yiratzin, Rakshiyem Rebelash and Safik. Just that he has to say it in a way of doubt. In other words, he has to say, like we said before, he says, Ima varti aveya shechayovim alea chatos. If I did an aveya, then I'm chayiv a chatos, then it should be considered as if I brought a chatos. Then he says, the Magen Avraham asks the question even on the Mashal. The Magen Avraham says, he has a difficulty even with Mashal, because even if it happened that he did such an aveira that he was chayev a chatos, if he never found out about it, he's also not chayev to bring a chatos. So what's he getting up and saying? If I did an aveira that I was chayev a chatos, it should be considered as if I'm bringing a chatos. You're not yet chayev to bring a chatos until you know about the fact that you did the aveira. So it just means that you have to add one more knet, you have to add one more point. So the Magen Avraham says, therefore, you should not do like the Mashal at all. There is a way to say that a person should say, if I was chayev al chatos, in other words, if I did an aveir that requires a chatos, and I even found out afterwards that I did the aveir, and then afterwards I forgot that I realized that I did an aveir, then it should be considered as if I brought a chatos. So that would be the way to say it. That would be the way to explain the Mashal. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Hela Magen Avraham, the Nechatos Lo Yemer Klal Yiratzin. The Ma'is of the Magen Avraham says that by Chatos you just shouldn't say the Yiratzin. Ratlin in Oshem Vad Vashem Tala Yuchal Lemi Yiratzin Zed Al Tana Yachim Libay Noik Vashem Ove Al Chat. He says only when it comes to Oshem, the Chayr, what he means is, by Oshem, You're going to be so worried that maybe he did an Aveira. He doesn't know that he did an Aveira. Maybe he did an Aveira and he found out that he did the Aveira, but he forgot afterwards of the whole story. So that already, we're not choshes. There's no reason to say Yeratzen for so far. But Asham Tali, you have the really, dear Moses. According to many opinions, a person is chai could bring Asham Tolui even on donation. Or even if there was any small possibility of doing an Aveira. And even if not, maybe he did an Aveira and then realized that he did the Aveira and then forgot about the whole story. So by Asham Vada and Asham Tolui, there a person could say Yiratoin Anatanai. Of course, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ma'isa, if a person thinks that there's a possibility, he's taka worried, that he maybe did a chet, and he maybe realized afterwards that he did a chet, and now he forgot that he did that chet and remembered, then of course he could go ahead and say such a yiratzin. But otherwise, other than that, only by Osham, and only by Osham Vada and Tolui, a person should say this tanai of the Mashal, but without the tanai of the Mashal, even by Osham, a person should not say the yiratzin. So this just shows how even this sugya that seems to be a sugya that's like Helchas al Mashiach, something that's only pertaining to when Mashiach will come, nevertheless has practical applications for every day. And there's two places in Shulchan Aruch where it's talked about, and this concludes this shir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.